The day I watched my lord being tortured, whipped, then executed, had been the worst day of my life. The sun finally set, and my heart was broken and empty. I had no more tears to cry. That evening, one of our group, Yosef, from the town of Arimathea, went to see Pilate privately. Yosef was a man of influence with the Romans, a respected and wealthy merchant as well, but he was also a quiet follower and admirer of Yeshua. We knew him relatively well. Yosef had respectfully asked Pilate to allow him formally to bury Yeshua's body. Pilate had agreed and given orders for the soldiers to discreetly hand over the body to the wealthy merchant. From the place of the skull, Yosef organized for the body to be carried down to a small cave tomb that he had purchased at significant expense. I had watched as Yosef arranged for Yeshua to be wrapped in a new linen cloth and placed carefully inside the cold tomb. Then, with the help of some friends, a huge stone was rolled across the entrance. And that was it. Sealed and done. My heart broke once more. I was just so grateful to Yosef and so relieved that it was over now, that my Lord could lie in peace, finally at rest, that he was being given the respect and dignity his life and death so deserved. After Yosef had organized all this, he placed a hand on my shoulder and offered his final condolences. Then he smiled gently, turned into the night, and headed home. I was left sitting near the tomb as night descended. I didn't know where else to go. I just wanted to be close to my Lord, even in death. I fell asleep where I sat, curled up in a blanket against the bitter cold. Early the next day, soldiers mounted guard in the garden, watching the tomb and taking shifts. Apparently, the leading priests and the Pharisees had beseeched Pilate to do this, saying, "Sir, we remember that while that liar was still alive, he said, 'I will rise from death in 3 days.' So give the order for the tomb to be guarded well for 3 days, or his followers might come and try to steal the body. Then they could tell everyone that he was risen from death. And that lie will be even more worse than what they said about him before." Pilate had understood and agreed to the request. The last thing he wanted was more trouble. The body would be guarded, and there would be no doubt as to the finality and death of the renegade Yeshua. After all, Yeshua's death had been all anyone had talked about in the city since yesterday, and people were hungry for the story to continue. A missing or stolen body would do exactly that. It is why I was relieved to see soldiers sent to guard the tomb of my Lord. I sat in that garden all that day. I ate nothing. I just lay on the ground and mourned. Each minute passing felt like time was taking me further and further from my Lord. The gulf was growing between us. I was alone. And for the first time since I had met Yeshua, I was afraid all over again. The stone was heavy, the guards menacing, and the tomb forbidding. Yeshua's body would soon begin to decompose. The very thought broke my heart.